Venice, one of the most popular tourist destinations in Europe, has announced new measures to address the issue of mass tourism. Starting from June, the city will ban the use of loudspeakers and restrict tourist groups to a maximum of 25 people. The decision comes as Venice grapples with the negative impact of over-tourism on its historic center. The city, which is only 7.6 square kilometers in size, welcomed nearly 13 million visitors in 2019, and the numbers are expected to rise in the coming years. The ban on loudspeakers is aimed at reducing confusion and disturbances caused by amplified tour guides. The excessive noise generated by large tourist groups has been a major concern for residents and authorities alike. By limiting the size of tourist groups, the city hopes to improve the management of visitors in the historic center. These measures are part of a broader effort to strike a balance between tourism and the preservation of Venice's cultural heritage. The impact of mass tourism on Venice has led to a decline in the number of residents, as many fear being overwhelmed by tourists. Citizen associations have conducted studies to monitor the availability of accommodation for both tourists and locals. The results show that there are now more than 50,000 beds for tourists, surpassing the number available to residents. This disparity has raised concerns about the sustainability of tourism in the city. Venice's struggle with over-tourism has also attracted international attention. In July, experts from UNESCO suggested that the city should be added to the list of World Heritage Sites in danger due to the impact of climate change and mass tourism. While Venice was not ultimately added to the list, the incident highlighted the need for a strategic vision to address the challenges faced by the city. Venice is not the only destination grappling with over-tourism. Other popular European cities, such as Florence and Rome, have implemented measures to manage the influx of tourists. These include banning new vacation rentals in historic areas and imposing fines for inappropriate behavior. Similarly, other iconic destinations like Portofino in Italy and Athens in Greece have introduced restrictions to protect their cultural heritage and manage visitor numbers. In conclusion, Venice's decision to ban loudspeakers and limit the size of tourist groups is a step towards addressing the issue of over-tourism. The city is taking measures to strike a balance between tourism and the preservation of its cultural heritage. These actions are part of a broader trend among popular tourist destinations to manage the negative impacts of mass tourism.